This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I read over 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 through 6, I noticed Paul gives us a list of contrasts between what he would consider to be false teachers and God-appointed and approved teachers. Making lists helps you see the contrasts more clearly and grasp the truth Paul emphasizes. He declared his teaching and ministry did not spring from the following. In verse 3, error, impure motives, or trickery. In verse 4, an endeavor to please men. In verse 5, greed, flattery, or deception. And in verse 6, a desire to seek the praise of men. This list exposes wrong motives, wrong tactics, and wrong objectives. When Paul appealed for men to turn to God, his motive was pure and not based on error. He didn't resort to trickery, flattery, or deception. His objective was not greed or a desire to please men and get their praise. All character flaws revolve around self. The mindset to avoid is this: whatever is necessary, get people to do what you want them to do. False teachers routinely resort to these manipulative techniques. They do this under the guise of being your friend and helper. Many who genuinely desire to be helped are led astray. They are tricked by flattery. They don't see the deception taking place. They enjoy the attention given them at first. They even fall into the trap of following others as they praise such teachers. Under their spell, they are sitting ducks for being ripped off. They are blind to the error and greed. Don't follow anyone who poses as a man or woman of God who, under scrutiny, is guilty of any or all of these character flaws. Do a reality check.